When it approved the budget last week, the Arizona legislature also agreed to expand the state's Medicaid program, known as Access. The state plans to allow more people to enroll in the program by using federal funding to cover the additional costs. All year, Governor Jan Brewer pushed for the expansion, paid for by the Affordable Care Act, and she threatened not to approve a budget without it. Now that it's included in the budget, Brewer is likely to sign it into law, but already the expansion's first hurdle is looming. Two former state lawmakers are proposing a ballot measure to overturn the Medicaid expansion. Former State Senator Frank Antonori started a committee called the United Republican Alliance of Principled Conservatives.
The organization was formed for the purposes of referring to the ballot the Obamacare efforts of the governor that she's trying to veil as a simple Medicaid expansion, but it's actually one-third of Obamacare that she's trying to implement.
Antonori is working with former State Senator Ron Gold of Lake Havasu City to get the measure on the ballot. Antonori says the notion matches what people have already said they want.
It is clear to me and a large number of Arizonans, 58%, who come from all three parties, disagree with Obamacare, don't like Obamacare, that if we refer this to the ballot, that the voters will defeat it and essentially provide a people's veto of this effort.
That 58% figure comes from a Magellan poll, which Antonori says measured opposition to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Antonori says he has widespread support for preventing a Medicaid expansion from happening next year.
We do have legislative district precinct committeemen that have volunteered from every legislative district in the state. So I do believe we will have signatures from the entire state in every county, every district when we submit them.
But not everyone agrees with him.
It's no slam dunk.
Democrat Jeff Rogers is the former chairman of the Pima County Democratic Party. He says Antonori's and Gould's proposal will mischaracterize the expansion of Access.
I think what they'd like to say is this is a central element of Obamacare, when it's really not. This is just one small piece off to the side, and this is probably one of the more popular pieces of the Affordable Care Act.
There's another question outstanding if the initiative makes it to the ballot. The question could be written in two different ways. In one example, a person could vote to oppose the state expansion of Medicaid by filling in the no bubble on the ballot. If it's worded another way, people could vote to support getting rid of the expansion by filling in the yes bubble on the ballot. Antonori says he wants the wording that would require voters to select the yes answer, so the outcome is harder to challenge in court. Rogers says a no vote is usually a default.
If I fail and the voters vote yes, then there's the potential that that will be voter protected. So I want a yes vote.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they have to get a yes vote, which is harder to get for voters.
That's true.
I mean, in most cases, you know, it's easier when voters are confused or don't know what to do. Their natural inclination is to vote no.
Antonori and Gould's committee will need to gather 86,000 signatures from Arizona voters in the next 3 months. If they are successful, it would be on the 2014 ballot, when state and federal officials are also up for re-election. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.